Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. May the force be with you, as always. I'm very excited about having one of our new friends, one of our new Brain Trust members, Camden Fine, back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Cam is the president and CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America, an organization that I've been telling you about since day one. Since the moment I started broadcasting my show in 1997, you have heard me talk about independent community banks and why I think they are critical to your future. And Cam is the leader of their national organization. And this week, he and I actually had the chance to meet face-to-face and spend a little time together. And I'm really glad about that. I'm glad we got to do that. And he's here to talk to us about this relationship that I just mentioned. Cam Fine, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. Thanks for having me, and happy Small Business Week.
How
about
that?
This week is Small Business Week, and it plays right into ICBA's campaign of Go Local. And we have a national campaign going on and have had for the last few months called Go Local. And it applies not only to the local community bank, but also the local small business, because small business is our business. Small business is the business of community banking. And many statistics back that up. For example, the National Federation of Independent Businesses found that 70% of all small businesses using a small bank got the credit that they needed in 2010, compared with just 48% using a big mega bank.
Mm-hmm.
There's
no question about it, and I, you know, I've talked about this many times. As you know, Cam, I tell small business owners, I don't care who you bank with, but I care about there is one you care about, and that is that you at least have one of your banking relationships with an independent bank. You can have a big bank relationship, that's fine. But you've got to have at least one relationship with independent community bank, it's not just a best practice. In my opinion, it's a survival practice.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Because times things come and go, economies come and go, recessions come and go, right? And recessions, booms, all those things come and go. And I want a banking relationship that I know I can count on through thick and thin. And the only one in my long, multi-decade career, Cam, that I've ever been able to know that I could count on was the one I have with my independent community bank.
Absolutely. For example, this same NFIB survey, when they took that survey in 2010, that was in the teeth of the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 out of 4 small businesses were getting loans through small banks, and less than half of small businesses were able to get loans from the mega banks. And that just gives you an idea about your thick and thin reference. Is community banks, because they have an symbiotic relationship with their small businesses and their communities, they stick with their small businesses and communities through thick and thin.
Well, and that's exactly right. And, you know, the whole time that we've been going through since 2008, I've been interviewing bank presidents across the country, and including our mutual buddy Mike Menzies, and plus my own banker, and I've asked them all the time, are you still loaning money to small business owners? And every one of them, and I mean multiple banks across the country, from New York City, Texas to Maryland to wherever, every one of them has said, we've never stopped loaning to small business. Whenever they come in, you know, obviously we all have to meet the specifications for creditworthiness, but once you meet that, you know, if you're still there and you've had a relationship with us, We help you get back to where you need to be.
Absolutely. Small banks have money to lend. Right now is the time to go in to your local banker, and if you have a credit need, if you need a line of credit, if you need some capital funds or operating funds, this is the time to go see your community banker, because they are ready to lend from coast to coast. No question about it.
And folks, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go, and even if you don't need a loan, if you don't have a relationship with an independent community bank, I want you to find one. If you need help finding that, let me know. We'll help you find it. But go into that bank and say, this guy, Jim Blassingame, told me that if I did business with you, you'd build a relationship with me. You'd become a partner. And I promise you, they'll say he was exactly... they might even say, I don't know who that guy is, but he's right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the China angle in American banking. After these messages, 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.